This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
By definition, are we in a constitutional crisis?
Dangerously close to a constitutional crisis.
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 I think this is the most serious constitutional crisis the country has faced. Sir.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Hey, buddy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I got home late last night from being in Panama and got the day off. I got a honeydew list and a bored dog that missed me, but nothing would stop me from calling into the Mark Cox Show.
Well,
why? Because, A, I love this show, you and Kim, but also we're on, obviously, with this constitutional crisis, we're on the precipice of societal collapse, and I just feel like I should get up and do something about it.
All right. So you were you down in Panama monitoring the return flight of some migrants, or were you surfing?
No, I wish I was surfing, man. Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous down there, and I understand there's great waves, although I've never gotten to surf it. I was down there doing soon we'll drop a one-hour special on Fox Nation. I'll do a little reporting on the Panama Canal.
You know,
people in Panama are freaking out. And so we went down there, interviewed the director of the Panama Canal, and the way it works when that was set up, the Panamanian authority would take control of the canal. The guy that's in control of the canal is sort of a dual head of the country with the president, because he has autonomous control over that canal. And so we interviewed him, and he had a lot of good things to say. He's clearly rattled about this takeover. But I went out on a boat, and first of all, we're in the canal watching this, marvel. I mean, engineering marvel that fundamentally changed global commerce, particularly for the U.S., being able to cut through Central America, connecting the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean. But as the boat went, the first boat, kid you not, first boat goes through the canal, and we're standing there watching this massive container ship, and it's really amazing to see the locks rise and low and get the boat through, which barely fits in the actual canal itself. And as they go by, I see, like, workers on the boat. I'm like, hey, where are you from? And guess what? They all said,
China.
Ah! And we're going to air that. And there's a port just beyond the canal that is, it's not owned by the Chinese, but Panama leases it essentially to them. So they have total control of it. And it doesn't control the canal, but it is a indication of just a dominance that the Chinese influence has on the shipping lines in the shipping industry, and so it's going to be good stuff.
Wow. I mean, that's fascinating to me. Are they really nervous about Trump following through on his threat to take control over it again? I mean, as I read the actual treaty that was signed, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, the U.S. would have that right to come back in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, listen, they have said, in my talking to them, they said, look, as the treaty, you know, that was signed under the Carter administration in 77, but the transition didn't go down until 1999, they said, of course, if there is a threat to the canal, we would hope that the U.S., since they are 70% of the business that goes through there, would jump right in to help the conflict. But that there's no conflict right now, and the difference is that Trump says that, A, they're not upholding their full neutrality in some way favoring China, and B, he wants to renegotiate the fact that you've got to pay roughly $200,000 every time a ship goes through there. And
wow.
He thinks the U.S. shouldn't be paid. And so the Panamanian officials didn't back down at all from the tough questions, you know, about Chinese influence and then also about Trump. And basically their takeaway was, listen, we look forward to sitting down, but we need to get to a good agreement on what it is that President Trump wants, because, you know, as they said, and I think they're right, to be honest, Panama is America's strongest ally in Latin America. And so should Trump, you know, cause financial trouble there, they're worried that the country could destabilize. And those of us old enough to remember, it wasn't that long ago when, you know, Manuel Noriega was in charge, and it was a far less strong ally for us.
Wow.
Hey, Griff, have you been subjected to have to cover any of the protests specifically from the Democrats like Maxine Waters, who, man, from the sound bites we've been playing, it's like your ears bleed because they're just screaming into the microphone and dropping F-bombs.
You know, it's unbelievable. Maxine Waters is a special individual in her own right. And I was anchoring before I went to Panama this past weekend. I was anchoring Fox and Friends weekend, and we were talking a lot about that and playing that tape ad nauseum. And what I said, and I have the best daughters in the entire world. But I think that guy has had teenage children because he didn't bat an eye. He got a 11 out of 10 on a I don't care what you yell in my face, Maxine Waters. That guard had the stoicism of literally a historical monument. But at the end of the day, you saw yesterday Democrats gathered and were singing some sort of song that was anti-Elon Musk, and you saw a court rule that the buyout, federal worker buyout program could go forward. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the Democrats are going to have to find some way to change their messaging. And this is just an observation, not an opinion, just an observation based on what Democrat friends of mine that have been strategists going all the way back to the Clinton years told me. One on the weekend said, we have got to find a way to lean into the smaller government, the stuff that Bill Clinton and Al Gore talked about and wanted to accomplish going all the way back. We've got to find a way to change our messaging that's not just all anti-Trump and anything he does, because by and large, Democrats, even liberal voters, are not going to support just wasting American tax dollars. Now, yeah. I understand trying to rein in Musk because Trump's literally brought him to Washington like a bulldog and let him off the leash. But at the same time, it's a losing message for Democrats in these protests you see from Maxine Waters and Elizabeth Warren, because the American people don't want a bloated, wasteful, bureaucratic government.
You know, I got to go back to the Panama thing for a minute. You worked for a number of years with Ollie North, didn't you?
I did. I started at Fox in 2000. I started his radio show in the 90s. That's my radio background. My heart was always going to be with talk radio, Common Sense Radio with Ollie North.
Well, did he still have any connections down there in Panama? Did he help you out at all?
No. I mean, he didn't help me with this one. In there's certain countries he still can't go back
to. Oh, I'll bet
you. Still some sort of warrant for his arrest. But, you know, it is fascinating. I'll tell you one thing, since you're interested, Mark. And this is a valid point. I'd gone to Panama, I guess, 3 years ago, if you remember. I think I may have even called in with you guys from the Darien Gap. I was the first, American journalist to go into that treacherous jungle where the massive flow of migrants come up to South America, Colombia, certainly the path that most of these Venezuelans have taken, through the Darien Gap into Panama and made their way to the U.S., to our southern border.
Right.
But Panama became a willing partner and has helped, even under the Biden years, and certainly off to a strong start now under the Trump years, to try and harden that border and slow things at that Darien Gap. But when I was there, obviously it was a crisis. Well, fast forward to when I was talking to the Panamanian officials this time, and they said, wrinkle in this is if whatever Trump and whatever happens does lead to a destabilization of Panama, all of a sudden you're going to have increased migrants from Panama trying to flee our own country because situation will be, terrible and desperate, and people will want to get out, and guess where they're going to head? To the U.S.
That's true. Very true. Hey, so when can we see that? Is it a Fox Nation thing, or is it going to be airing?
It's a Fox Nation thing that should air. I think they're setting about a week to 10 days to launch that. I think February 20-something. Yeah. Well, and we'll definitely talk about it. But I'm trying to get some clips turning, maybe do a little bit of a reporting on it this weekend. I'll be in for the big weekend show. So I'm hoping to put it on there, because unlike some of the other things, Greenland, Trump's going to take Greenland, Gaza, all this other stuff, I think Panama is definitely going to happen. And it should, because ultimately, America, whether you want to hear it or not, we've been asleep at the wheel for more than two decades in terms of allowing China to get ahead of us. And so this certainly puts a spotlight on that. And I think it's going to have far-reaching implications even beyond the Panama Canal, but also the global shipping dominance that China has right now.
Amen. So, Griff, when we put the show up live on Facebook and Twitter and X and all that, we've gotten in the habit of putting up a picture of whoever our guest is. So we've got a nice, looks like a Fox News photo of you in your suit and everything. I think what you need to do is text me a picture of yourself on your surfboard, and I want to put that up there the next time.
That's coming 10 seconds after you hang up.
Excellent. So we'll have it ready for next week. How about that?
That sounds great, man. Let's do it.
Awesome. Thanks, Griff.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.